Good morning, everybody. Good afternoon. Good evening. Today's the 21st of November, 2014. This is Missionary Enterprise, Missionary Aid International. My name is Pierre Roussel. Today we are starting a new type of, not really a series, but I'm going to call them, they're new YouTube videos, and they're basically going to be under mini documentary presentations. And there's a reason for that. There's a purpose behind it. I'm going to give a little outline here. Before starting, the word that was coming to me was the word transparency, which is a word I got back when I first got saved, and it's some of the words that I've gotten over the years, prophetic words concerning the ministry and just being transparent with the people and letting people where you're at, where you live, this and that, where you get your research from. This is going to really the purpose of this little video that we're doing today is going to help people understand the whole point of the website, which we God brought this a brother into my life besides David, who's doing the camera right now and all the YouTube. His name is Mac. He's going to be doing all the website for us, the coding, all of that. The programming, structuring. He's going to use our visuals that we've already come up with, but he's going to restructure it all. So one of the first words that I got concerning this website that we're going to be putting together is I got it right here. This is actually part of my little study upstairs, and then we're going to go downstairs. It makes things easier to, instead of going downstairs all the time. I got set up with the laptop, one of the laptops here. I got a lot of my notes under here. I do a lot of my praying up here. I do a lot of my studying up here also to just change atmospheres. So instead of being downstairs all the time, one of the words that the Lord gave me, the first word was comprehensive website. This is going to be a comprehensive website. And I found it very interesting that the word comprehensive actually the word comprehensive literally has the idea of all-inclusive. But the word comprehensive, one of the definitions or one of the synonyms to it was the word encyclopedia. And I thought that was a very interesting word because the word encyclopedia is made up of three words, cycle, a full circle, and pedia. And the word actually pedia, literally, I already knew it existed in the Greek Testament, and that's actually a part of the word group words from Strong's number 3807 to 3817. The word pedia is made up of two words. It has the idea of child, and it has the word of instruct, to instruct a child. And of course, there's much more in there, but we're trying to keep this video short today. We're going to try to make these YouTubes like maybe, these documentaries like maybe 10 minutes long. So I need to move on here. And the second word that I got from the Lord through a brother of ours was expose all. God wants to expose it all. Expose what? Not the video, not the YouTube, not the website, but expose everything that God has given me so far concerning this message that God has given me specifically that will bear fruit for His kingdom. And a lot of things that are happening in the church, I've been studying a lot of church history, the things in the church, wrong doctrine, wrong believing, all these different things, wrong church governments. Be touching a lot on that, Greek and Hebrew, church history, like I said. The word expose literally means to set forth, to explain, to bring to light. So there's a lot of things that are not being brought to light these days. And that's where going back to the word transparency. Transparency has everything to do with bringing things to light. One of the things also is to facilitate this message, to help bring about this message that God has given me, starting back 2007, but especially in 2007, 2008, especially with the help of the teachings of Gary Carpenter and Dave Roberson out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. God has really brought a lot of things to my attention that I needed some correction in my theology, and also to confirm a lot of things that God has been showing me over the years through a lot of studying in His Word, church history, and much praying in tongues also. So we're going to move on now. Going to give a little overview, a little scope of the library and the things I've been doing over the years, and to help you understand where the notes are all coming from. God has used a lot of my study, my research. God has put that inside of me over the years to dig into His Word, to dig into understanding where we come from, where we're going, where the church, what the years, the epochs, the ages, the dark ages, all these different things that the church had to go through from the beginning of the church age, which was back in the times of Jesus and, of course, of the day of Pentecost and all that. So, anyhow, this is part of where I do a lot of my researching. And then, of course, David's going to edit a lot of this stuff. And we're going to move into the library. So we're going to go forward. So here, this is part of the library here. Actually, this is my room. And most of these books are basically theological books. I got some stuff in my closet there. I'm going from A to Z. I got everything. I got Puritan books here. I've got theological books. I've got books by Kenneth Hagin. I got Word of Faith books. I got books by God's Generals by Laridon. There's all kinds of from charismatic to non-charismatic, denominational, non-denominational. Here, of course, we've got John Wesley, his works, books by Wesley, on Wesley, George Whitefield. This is where it ends from A to W, X, Y, Z. And then, of course, in here, we get into the history of Methodism, which is a huge section. It's actually from here to down to here. And then after down here, we've got the history of Salvation Army. We've got the history of the Baptist movement, different things like that. Up here, this is all books on the history of the Reformations. And here we've got the history of the Puritans. And, of course, the history of dissenters, Protestantism, history of heresies. Here we got history of revivals, awakenings, revivalists, awakeners. We've got the history of missionary societies. Here we've got the history of preaching, evangelism. Here we've got the history of Canadian Methodism. Very interesting. I'm going to be doing, hopefully down the road, I'll be doing a lot of teaching on that. Lots of stuff here I've gathered over the years. And even this little section here, we've got some more church history back here, but this right here, this section right here, is concerning women in the ministry, and I'm going to make a huge teaching on that, because we need to get women to the forefront where they belong with the rest of us men, because there's no male, no female in Christ, right? So let's move on here. This is my map that I bought at the same time that I bought the other map. The Canadian map. This is a world map, and I bought this actually about a couple months before I went out for my big trip last year to Africa and Europe, and to know exactly where I was going. And of course, with the jets here, just to add some ambiance and an atmosphere. And actually, this chair here, I did a lot of my writing for years in this chair here, and I really got inspired by writing here. And, of course, looking at the map and things like that inspires you to pray, too, for the world and the different continents and the nations of the continents. And so a lot of that stuff is going to come through on the website. Like I said, it's going to be a comprehensive website. Lots of detail, but nothing boring or anything like that. It's going to be very relevant, extremely relevant. So now this is a part of my maps for the house, for the ministry. Concerning just even praying over different things like that, and just giving me more of a global outlook, an overview of what God has in mind with missionary enterprises. And of course, just now we're entering into part of the biggest part of the library, which is downstairs. I'm just going to try to make this really short. David, if you want to go in there and just give a bit of an overview of what goes on in there, and I'll just explain. Let's take a look at the printer down here below us here. And of course, we got the laptops here. This is where I do all of my journaling. And of course, these are a lot of my notes here that I'm actually putting out in print. Now, of course, some of this, these books here, we got tapes here, Gary's tapes, Dave's tapes. We've got more books, biographies here, theological books over here. Of course, we've got the monitor over here. Now we've got over there.
We got the other monitor over there. We got the microphone, more books over there. David's computer down there, back over there. And of course, I'm just going to sneak by over here. This section right here is probably maybe one of my most important section here. Is this is the history of Christian education, Bible schools and things like that. I've been studying that for years. And this part right here, this is a lot of books here on the church. And even this section over here is about the condition of the church over the years. And I've been buying a lot of books that have been written by certain men from discernment ministries and things like that. And of course, you know, some of the things they're pointing out are very, very good. They're needed. And we need to see more of that. That's part of what God's called me to do. But a lot of their observations are right, but a lot of the conclusions are wrong. And a lot of these things, we're going to bring that to light in through the website and, of course, the conferences and things like that that we're going to be doing over the years. Here we have a map of Oshawa right in front of us here. Maps are very good if you're going to be a missionary. Very important. And here, right here, on my left-hand side here, this is the beginning more of my Greek. My Greek library, a lot of the things that God has shown me over the years, even concerning this message that's going to bear fruit for His kingdom, especially on sonship, mortification, transformation, provision to get the work done, is I'm going to be pulling a lot of that stuff, all the verses that God has given me, the revelation from His Word, I'm going to be using a lot of Greek and Hebrew for that, especially the Greek, the New Testament. Of course, here up here we've got all. Of course, my Hebrew section on the right-hand side, and just quickly to make a note here, these all here, we got from volume 1 to volume 7, or set, this is going to be volume 8, this is full of notes, and part of what we saw over there that I'm typing out right now, David helped me to get me set up a couple months ago to learn how to type. I've been wanting to do that for years, but anyhow, it's better now than never. And here we get into more of the section of the library, of course. This is all on my New Testament. And these are more commentaries. And, of course, I don't lean too much on commentaries as much as I used to. But they have a lot of good nuggets concerning Greek grammar and things like that. So I want to make that all available on the website for those who want to study Greek. This is my section up here. The top here is all basically on the deity of Christ, the Godhead, salvation, and then we get into this part right here. We got on sin, hell. At the bottom, we've got concerning the Holy Spirit, and of course over here, part of the rest of the commentaries of the New Testament. Got some more of my tapes there, DVDs, old tapes, VHS, a lot of good things in there that we're going to be bringing out on the website. And of course, this is part also of a lot of I got a lot of my tapes there. That's things that I taped over the years. Even down here, we got a lot of VHS stuff. I learned a lot of things, a lot of Christian things on there, Christian programs, a lot of documentaries, lots of documentaries to give me an understanding of what's happening in the world. And it really changed my mindset. It really helped to renew my mind to get me to understand what needs to get done before I leave this planet. So this is basically the overview that I wanted to do concerning for this YouTube video for Missionary Enterprises. Thank you.